something went on here and something went on there.
This time on TNT.
It's the return of Blank Looking Mask.
Was Fargo the best movie ever?
Plus, we play the A Theme, a celebration of TV's greatest theme songs, including He's a Tiny Little Mask in This Great Big World. That's all coming up right now on TNT. Hey, bud.
Hey, bud. How are you, bud?
What episode is this?
This is 132.
I'm always a little bit behind.
Yeah, you were going to think, you weren't going to say 131, though, I don't think.
Wasn't I?
No, I think you might have said 133 instead of 132.
Girl. So I'm always 1 week ahead.
Yeah, or behind.
All I know is that this past week was Tim Oxford's birthday.
It was.
And we should take a second to wish him a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, big time bod, super bod.
He is a super bod, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
I wonder what Arkells have up their collective sleeve for this coming year.
Yeah, they're going to have another great year, and he's got little Olivia to hang out with a lot. That's the other thing. Him and just partying down in the Niagara region.
00.
That's the move. He did the move. That's the move. Get out of Dodge.
You know, I know other people that have done the move recently.
Yeah.
Mark Forward did the move.
No way. Where did he go?
I don't know.
Just out of the city.
I don't know, but I know there's a feed lot and there's a Home Hardware there.
Yeah, it's all about the move at some point. You got to make it.
Well, I guess at a certain point, if you realize that the reason for being in the city doesn't really exist anymore. I assume for Tim, they travel to gigs all the time. As long as he's near an airport and still within a drive to practice and stuff, that's probably okay.
No, and he's like 20 minutes from the Buffalo airport down there too.
So is that what he does? He goes to Buffalo often if they're flying to a gig?
Well, they usually are together, so he probably meets them in Toronto, but that's an option, which is great.
Right.
Really easy.
What is his drive? Two bills?
I think it's probably an hour 45 from the city.
Nice.
Depending on traffic. Traffic can make it 5 hours.
No kidding.
That's harsh when you go south.
Can it really be 5 hours?
Yeah, man. It takes, sometimes you can be an hour and a half going through the Hammer.
Well, some of the other Arkell guys live in the Hammer, don't they?
Most of them, I think, now. Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe so. I believe everybody but Tim, I think. Well, Anthony, he lives in Toronto, too. So.
Doesn't Anthony work in a grocery store?
What?
That's a lyric, bud.
That's a great
lyric. We should play Lyric or Lie sometime.
What is that from?
Anthony works in a grocery store.
Oh, remember? Jesse's Girl?
No. Saving his pennies for someday. Mama Leone left a note on the dot. She said, Sonny, move out to the country.
Is that Soul Say?
No. Working too hard can give you a heart attack. You ought to know by now.
Billy Joel?
Yeah.
Yeah, throws a gork gack in that. Maybe that's what happened in the track. Just like, got it right out of the way. Liberty DeVito knocked gork gack out.
I saw working too hard can give you a gork gack. Someone said, if Billy Joel dies of a heart attack, I have a great joke. Like some stand-up. So mean. What were we saying about Billy Joel?
Nothing. I just like that video of him raging and throwing stuff around on stage.
That was in Russia, wasn't it?
I don't know. We talked about it before. I just love it.
I think it's in Russia.
When you see guys losing it on stage.
You're just talking about a piece of tape with Alex Trebek losing it.
Yeah, well, I would play it, but he's had surgery, right?
Let's deal the people in. We're going to play a game called Trebek or Quebec. Because on paper, it sounded like a great game. But then two things happened. One, it's hard to find descriptions of Quebec that sound like they could be about Alex Trebek.
Yeah.
Like Canada's French province.
Sometimes the name's better than the game, bud.
There you go. That's the name of the game right there.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, in our research, we discovered that Alex Trebek has, in fact, just undergone surgery for... Was it a brain aneurysm?
I think it's he had brain surgery.
Yeah, something very serious as a result of a fall. Yeah. He had a hematoma or something.
But he's going to make a full recovery, and apparently he's either back now or will be back soon because it happened January 8th or something, but he made a full recovery. So.
By some accounts, Alex Trebek is the single largest private landowner in the state of California.
Come on.
Incidentally, yeah. And in my research for Trebek in Quebec,
he's one of those?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
I thought that was Neil Young and like those types or Bob Hope's kids.
We're going to have to go to the Google on that.
I remember the Three Stooges started that stuff. Go west and buy a bunch of land.
Well, I think, so the legend goes, he bought like thousands of acres like in the middle of the state. Yeah.
Well, even like Buddy Rich, the drummer, all, any of those, like anyone who was from New York and realized this is the life out here with the weather.
Yep.
They would, and everything was like dirt cheap. For nothing, you could buy tons of land.
But I'll tell you something about California.
Nothing. What?
It is a lovely place to live. The climate is, it's hard to argue.
The weather is it, but not with the fires and the
floods, you know, and animals lining up two by two. It felt biblical.
Yeah,
I remember watching TV once, and there was a tsunami warning.
There's a reason with the desert. Like, there's houses in the desert, and when there's less water, the amount of water that is taken from the rest of watersheds north and east, and it doesn't make sense to live in that area yet. People don't even think about that, and that's the result of the drought that's happening down there, and the water they're taking, it's catastrophic.
Well, there's signs on the side of the highway saying limit your showers to 5 minutes and don't water your grass.
Yeah, but enjoy your $15 million house with 30 bathrooms.
Well, and the other thing is, like, houses in the Hollywood Hills, you can't get insurance for.
Yeah,
because there are so many natural disasters that could occur. And don't get me wrong, again, worth stating, it is beautiful and the climate is very appealing and the people are nice, and that's, there are a lot of reasons to love it.
Just, it's the weather really is kind of it. But I mean, there's good people there. There's I have a lot of friends there, but it's just I don't know, there's just, it doesn't make sense to be there unless you're settling down, in my opinion, because it's so crazy.
There are two words that I can use to explain why I don't live in Los Angeles anymore. Tree rats.
Tree rats?
There are tree rats in the Hollywood Hills.
That's greasy.
That can jump from tree to tree and in your open window and have babies in your open mouth while you sleep.
Well, I don't know. Who did that happen to?
A friend of mine.
No, it didn't.
No, I'm lying.
That's insanity.
Now
that's,
I'm like lying.
Way beyond.
But tree rats are a thing. You can Google that. And they fly from tree to tree.
That's too much. I don't know if I could handle that.
What's too much is an article I read this morning about two people that put their stuff in storage in December because they were getting ready for a move. And went to get their stuff this past weekend. And the amount of, these were phrases in the article. The amount of rodent feces and rodent urine.
No.
They have mouse pee on their mattress. How much do rodents have to urinate before you're like, you know what that is? That's rodent urine.
Yeah, that's like, just disgusting talk right there. Can we move on to this game?
Yes, we're going to play an old fave game because Quebec or Trebek didn't work out. I was even Googling like, okay, Michael J. Fox or Fox. But then we landed on this old chestnut that we haven't played in a while.
And it's always fun.
It's always fun. It's called Blank Looking Meth.
Can we say it's called when it's basically the most used phrase probably on the Twitter feed in the last year?
Meth.
Yeah.
So we read three statements about someone, and the other person has to guess which mask they are.
Yeah.
You went all Canadian, right?
I did.
I did not. But that's okay. That's good.
Three Canucks.
Who's going first?
I'll start.
Okay. Tree rats.
Okay. I'm from Sarnia.
Donovan Woods.
No. I like to play guitar. But see, you would have picked, if you double, you would have went Donovan Woods there, right?
For sure.
I was once told, there was a story about me saying that I was an OG, smoking OG, and OG, which is zero gravity. There was a rumor about me, I'm a OG, smoking OG, and OG looking mask.
Chris Hadfield?
Yeah.
Is he from Sarnia?
Yeah, he is.
No way.
Yeah.
Good one.
Like, there was a photo of him with like some Easter eggs or something that he snuck up there or whatever. But then people photoshopped a big, huge pile of buds of weed in there. And it looked super real because he's doing the shh, like his, got his finger on his, over his mouth.
So did he have to go on damage control?
Well, it just looked so real. It went like berserk on Reddit. And I even thought it was real, the picture, because it looks like he totally legit.
Okay, walk me through Reddit.
You imagine that was going on?
What is Reddit?
It's just a compilation of information, things that can go viral, like instantly, pictures.
But it's a chat room, isn't it? Because what's an AMA? Ask me anything.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of people on there, and it's whatever becomes popular is just like the number 1, 2, 3 trending kind of stuff. But it's always constant, and there's millions of people on there. So it's kind of like Twitter times 10, because it's more, crushed down into like just pure information.
But you don't join it or follow people on it.
No, you people join it. You just kind of surf it, I guess, and just put comments and whatever else. I'm sure there's all kinds of wars going on there.
Is there do people talk about TNT on Reddit?
I think we have a page on Reddit.
Come on.
Yeah, Mike McFarlane, our bod, put one up.
Come on.
Yeah. Mike. I've never been there, but it's on there, so it's just, I guess it's whatever. We sound like 280-year-olds
talking
tech right here. That's a good gamer.
Walk me through the cordless phone. It's a phone.
The cordless phone, the Commodore 64. How about that in the corner?
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
I love lasagna.
Okay.
I hate Mondays.
Ooh.
I'm a lies around on your Aunt Lorraine's couch looking mask.
Let me hear it again.
I love lasagna.
Yeah.
I hate Mondays. I'm a lies around on your Aunt Lorraine's couch looking mask.
I hate Mondays. What is that? That's a big clue. I don't know. Who is that?
Garfield.
Oh, Garfield? It's not a person?
Said it had to be a person?
I'm never going to do that. Lies around on the couch. Yeah, no.
Well, I thought Garfield. Love lasagna and hate Mondays was a layup.
I'm blue. I live in a mushroom.
Smurf. Well, it's tricky because you don't want them to be so easy, but I thought I love lasagna and I hate Mondays was a big marshmallow clue.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
I'm from Alberta. I played an RCMP constable on TV for years. Been mistaken for a couple other Canadian ball guys many times, too, looking mask.
Jackson Davies.
Yeah.
Wow. Because played a Mountie on TV for years, the instant go-to is Paul Gross.
And there's like the other guy that's looks similar with the bald mustache guy that was like, I think, Canadian Tire. You see him in ads for that a lot.
Back well, plus Louis Del Grande and Jackson Davies kind of look alike.
No, there's another guy that looks even more, not Bram, but there's an...
Bram, like Sharon Lewis and Bram?
Yeah, no, not him. I think he was more of a, I don't want to say like bit actor, but kind of. He's in a lot of Canadian movies, but he's not Jackson Davies, but he kind of looks like him. He's in a lot of comedies.
He's like a Jackson Davies type.
Yeah, but he's more humorous.
That's when you know.
You know the guy I'm talking about out there. Somebody knows.
I don't know if I do.
He looks the same to the point where Jackson Davies is. I look like that other math, like how David Crosby, you know, from Crosby, Stills and Nash.
Yeah,
there's that comedian guy who looks exactly like David Crosby.
Who's that?
I don't know, but he looks the same and sounds the same. But I think you said people talk because of the shape of their head and mouth and everything, yeah. Right? So if they look the same, they probably will sound the same. But this David Crosby lookalike guy is like totally looks the same.
I love the decision if you go bald to grow out your skirted egg. Like, I love that guy who's like, you know what? Yes, I am bald, but I'm going to have growth in the back. It's not that I don't have hair. It's just that I have it in a different place.
Okay, I'm Googling David Crosby comedian and it doesn't show up.
What if you Google David Crosby looking mask? Can you imagine if that popped up?
That's another one. We got to do the lookalike guys because there was Gallagher. You know, the comedian Gallagher, there was a lookalike of him, too.
Who's Gallagher?
The guy who used to smash watermelons on stage.
Remember in the 80s? I have no idea who that is.
The
prop
comic, he'd start smashing stuff and everyone had to wear plastic in the front row.
No idea.
He'd be like, hey guys, what's this? And smash a huge hammer on a watermelon and get like the first six rows.
I have no recollection of that. Not Canadian.
No. American, massive, man. Like playing arenas.
With watermelons? Like in the 70s?
I found the guy.
The guy who looks like David Crosby? What's his name?
Yes.
What's his name?
I just found the picture.
So by searching David Crosby comedian, he came up?
Yeah. There's a lookalike. There's a forum. Oh, this doesn't look like him.
How do you find his name? I'm looking David Crosby comedian.
There's not. And I can't find the lookalike. Maybe he had him taken off the map. But the Gallagher ones is real.
Well, the guy, funny, because there's a motivational speaker named David Crosby. I've learned so much in this 18 minutes.
Haven't you seen... Here's Gallagher doing the sledge-o-matic. Here's the story. Okay,
that's what it's called, the sledge-o-matic? That guy.
I want you to always remember, don't pick shit up. Chances are when you need it again, it'll be right there where you left it.
I know that guy.
He's putting the watermelon up here.
Okay, look. For anyone that particularly does not want me to smash this pig. Well, then let's go ahead and smash.
There he goes. It was his finale. He walked off the stage after Ranoff. Gallagher.
And that was it?
Well, it was like an hour. He'd finished his 90 minutes or whatever. He was doing arenas, man. He was huge.
And Gallagher truly hates his audience.
What?
I'm reading an article about how he hates his audience. It's so interesting. How have I not known about this Gallagher?
Well, then...
Few have given as much and appreciated as little as the sad troll-like creature professionally known as Gallagher.
Okay, it turns out there... Is this real? No, it can't be. No. But the Ron Gallagher... Forget it. The Gallagher thing is a whole other thing. But have I done... Who's next for the... Blank looking math.
Well, we have to take a break. That even went by the wayside. Let's finish the
blank looking math first.
Before the break?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it must be my turn.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm an athlete. I use pills to get past the pain of letting my father down. I'm a... Come on, man. Just let me see your notes real quick. In high school looking math.
Let me hear the second line again.
I use pills to get past the pain of letting my father down.
I don't know. Corey Haim?
Oh, wow. See, I thought it was too easy. If I said Corey I have Feldman? Back problems. Athlete, back problems.
Oh. Athlete back problems.
I'm a golfer.
Tiger Woods?
Yeah.
Oh.
Tiger Woods. Use pills to get past the pain of letting his father down, right?
Oh, yeah. Earl was crazy. That's a whole other...
Throwing balls at him during his backswing?
Oh, yeah. Yelling in his backswing.
To get him used to being distracted?
Yeah.
Take a break, bud.
No, I got to finish mine.
Okay. Well, I have one more, too, after this. We should take a break and do it on the other side.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay, BRB.
Be right back, buds.
We're back.
We could play, like, Dan Gallagher versus Gallagher versus Noel Gallagher.
Versus the Gallagher brother. It's the fake Gallagher was Ron Gallagher was his brother. I found that out.
What did Ron Gallagher do?
The same thing, smashing watermelons. Like, literally, a C-rate version of... Gallagher.
So he was like a cover act of his own brother?
Yeah. And I think they got into things. Like they got into
it. Who does that? Gallagher sounds like a very complicated dude.
Because he was, he was trying to cop his act, right?
It's Gino and Joe to the max.
It really is, Ron.
Plus the Gallagher family on Shameless. You ever watch that show?
No. The Gallagher? Is it Noel and Liam?
No, it's...
That would be great. I'd watch that.
It started as a British show, but the American remake is the one that I've watched, and it stars Emmy Rossum and William H. Macy.
Mm.
And William H. Now Macy is the patriarch of a family named Frank Gallagher, yeah. And he's a mess, and Emmy Rossum's character...
He's pretty greasy in that.
Super right? greasy, yeah. Boy, he stepped in it.
He looks pretty greasy.
He does look greasy. He's a hell of an actor, though.
He is. Remember... I mean, he's great in so many movies. Remember in Boogie Nights? That's what I thought was the most funny.
Oh, yeah.
He's like the guy who's like always running in his wife's with some other guy every like 20 minutes.
Brutal.
Come on! Oh, yeah, come on!
I always think of Fargo when I think of William H. Macy.
Oh, that's the best.
Jerry Lundegaard?
That's the... I sent it right over to you. I sent it right over. Yep. I sent it right when they're like, that's not what I'm asking you.
And the high angle windshield, icy scrape meltdown.
And then the going into the lot and leaving. That was the best.
Oh.
I read that movie was every single shot filmed, was every single shot used.
Like
there was there was the only extra footage they shot for that movie was, remember when they when he sticks when Steve Buscemi sticks the thing to find, like, leave where the money is.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think he looks right and left. I think it was like they were supposed to, in the script, they were like just going to do one way and both ways or the other way, but they ended up just doing the other one. So that was the only extra footage that was not used, was like looking one way on that scene. Other than that, talk about like focus and having your shit together.
Have we ever talked about that movie before?
Well, the Coen brothers in general, I don't know, but I love them, every movie they've ever made.
I do too, and they're obviously such scientists when it comes to filmmaking.
Yeah.
The only red herring in Fargo, which was the only movie I think ever in my life I got to the end of and watched again from the start right away.
Yeah.
The only thing that was so confusing, and they're such expert storytellers that there must be a reason this scene was in, and I don't understand, was, remember when the Asian guy called Frances McDormand's character?
Yeah, Mike? And they're meeting in the date.
And they
You're
meet
such
in
a nice
town
lady.
He has a meltdown, like, oh yeah, it's been such a long time, Mike.
Yeah.
But it didn't ever come up again, and it didn't pay off.
It's great because she goes back and it's like the guy who liked her in high school and he's a mess. And she's like, well, you know, I think that's part of it. Like, it paints that character in her, like, and I don't know, the fact that she was just the way she reacted to all that stuff with her husband. And it, I think it made that relationship stronger. Which was
because for a minute you thought, is she going to cheat on him or something?
Well, just the way she was, you kind of knew she wasn't, but just the way that she was dealing with him was really funny. Genius, just classic character.
Well, that's the thing, and he was an unbelievable character and an unbelievable actor, because I often think about, like, we've been watching this new show 9-1-1, and it has Nate from 6 Feet Under, and it has Tammy Taylor from Friday Night Lights, Connie Britton. Both unbelievable actors. But because it's high stakes and high drama, the day players, like people that come in for two scenes, are like my kids dangling from the side of a building or my hair is on fire. Like, unbelievable acting performances turned in, and they're only ever in the series once.
Yeah.
And so that's Mike cool. in Fargo has to have this complete meltdown from, hey, I'm so happy to see you, what's new, remember so-and-so, to like completely falls apart. But the Coen brothers are such sophisticated storytellers that you just give them the benefit of the doubt and assume that he was supposed to be in there because we were supposed to wonder how it was going to pay off, and their twist is it never did.
Mm-hmm.
But man, what a scene.
Classics.
All right, blank looking mask.
Yeah, whose is it? My turn?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it is.
Okay.
Okay. I'm from Belleville, Ontario. I studied biology at U of T. I would be dropped off by a plane, or I'm a dropped off by a plane way up north. With a bunch of booze and seeing snakes for a couple weeks till the plane comes back to pick me up, and then I tell a bunch of bullshit stories that didn't happen looking back. Who am I?
Wow. From Belleville, studied biology.
Yeah.
The first person that popped into my head is Jim Cuddy.
How's that possible?
Do you know why? I think because of the "just got in from way up north" lyric in Bad Timing.
Yeah, but did I convey it? Maybe I didn't convey it properly. I'm a got dropped off way up north in a plane to do some work, but just got loaded and saw snakes for 2 weeks. Till they pick me up, and I wrote a book about it, many books, and became famous for it, looking mask. But it was all bullshit, looking mask.
Why couldn't that be Cuddy?
Because he didn't write books that are famous.
I don't get it. Margaret Atwood?
Farley Mowat.
Oh.
Lost in the Barrens and all those books that never happened, but
funny, I would peg him as told everyone I went up north on these crazy adventures, but drank myself into a stupor in my room looking mask.
No room, by a campfire, left out because he was really roughing it. But I think he was really roughing it by having rough mornings.
I say that knowing nothing about Farley Mowat. Who knows, maybe his grandkid, Spencer Mowat, listens to the podcast and will be like, thanks for dissing my granddad.
Well, I don't think it's... I just thought his stories were overdone a little bit.
Right.
And there are other people that do that stuff for real that kind of thought he was a bit of a joke.
Did they?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I'm not just saying it out of my butt.
Did you watch any football on Sunday?
Not really. I was partying with these kids.
You didn't watch the Pats game or anything?
Not really, no. I heard there was a big comeback, and somehow, again, Tom Brady wins.
Somehow, again, Tom Brady wins, to the point where it wasn't even, I wonder if, it was just, how is he going to do it?
Yeah.
That is the only mystery, because you know that he is.
Well, him and Belichick, don't forget about that part, because even before Brady, Belichick was bringing them into the playoffs, too. So there's a definitely... credit deserves mostly on the field, obviously, with Brady, but there's something to be said about crazy Bill.
Oh, I saw some stat yesterday, there have been 51 Super Bowls, Bill Belichick has played in 11 of them.
There you go.
Some crazy statistic.
That's a big carve out of the egg.
No kidding.
Yeah, so... there's something going on there. I don't know what the elevation to that guy's routine. Apparently, he just watches film all the time.
Brady or Belichick?
Belichick working his ass off constantly. There is no days off.
Because Brady does too.
I'm sure he's probably just keeping up because that's the standard that he's set from day one, from before when he got there and. Back in the day when he was a little kid watching still Belichick running the show.
Because without Gronk...
Well, even in the Drew Bledsoe, was that the old classic? The guy who we played a concert in Boston and he jumped into the crowd?
What?
And almost really did some damage?
No.
Yeah. There was an incident over it. I think the club closed down.
That wasn't the famous... No, it wasn't. You guys in Van Halen and you turning your drums to the...
No, it was... we were playing a show. I'm trying to remember which club it was, but the name isn't coming to me.
Was it Cheers?
Cheers? In Boston?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I know Letters to Cleo was playing with us. Let me see if it's getting here. But anyway, that was the time. Bledsoe was the quarterback and Tom Brady was just the backup. And then not long after that, since this... I'm going to try and figure out the stage diving incident.
Bledsoe came to one of your shows and jumped off the stage?
Yeah, it was us, Everclear, and Letters to Cleo. And it was Everclear. It was the same tour because Everclear opened up for us when we did the Clumsy tour in Canada with OLP. And in the States, we opened up for them, and this was
neat.
One of the shows in Boston with Letters to Cleo as well.
Like Arkells and Frank Turner.
Yeah.
Frank opens for Arkells in Canada and vice versa.
Yeah. Anyway, it was Max Lane, the lineman, and Drew Bledsoe dove into the crowd from the stage, and there was a girl or a couple girls that were really injured.
And it was Did you just Google it?
Big lawsuit, yeah. It's on the MTV.
Were you guys on
December
stage at the time?
December 1997 was a lawsuit, so it was that fall, I think.
Were you guys on stage at the time?
No. Everclear were on after, so it was during their set.
Wow.
Yeah. Crazy. Creed.
So for the people that don't know, like, if NHL dudes come out to your show, like, who do you put on the list? And
NHL dudes just show up. They don't need to be on the list.
They don't?
Well, they just usually, I mean, most of the time when NHL guys are around, it's because you're playing in the arena. They're practicing in or around that day. Like when we played the Bell Center in Montreal, it was all, you know, it was a day off. So a lot of players from both teams were hanging out. That was when Danny Heatley, we were hanging with him.
So he can just use his fob to get into the Bell Center to the concert?
Well, because they're all already in there doing, like, practicing.
Right.
He was with Dan Schneider, who was the kid that was killed in the car accident with him shortly after that. But that was a great night, man. That Schneider was so funny. He's like one of those guys who just get everybody going, start doing Argos chants and stuff. Super beauty.
So they were, whatever, doing squats, and then they just stick around for the show. They have a suit in their cubicle, so they get ready for the show.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, you just get into things.
Exactly. Or they go home, probably, and get dialed. Come in with their VO5 hot oil treatment done. And just get right into her after the show.
Did you ever get to, like, go on stadium ice?
No, but practice ice. Like, the Kings practiced.
Because stadium ice was already covered by the time he got there. Arena ice.
Well, no, they would always practice in another facility nearby.
Right.
Or actually, no, I think theirs was in, like, Hermosa or something. Can't remember. It was near. I was in Manhattan Beach, and it wasn't very far from there. But, yeah, that was a nice rink.
But I'm, crazy.
I didn't skate much down there in Los Angeles. That's one thing that's expensive down there is playing hockey for the kiddies.
Do you have pretty good wheels, by the way?
Not really. No. I mean, I can get around, turn left.
Can't turn right?
I can turn left good, crossing over. The right, it's not as good.
Yeah, same.
I'm kind of like NASCAR skater.
Same.
Or
okay, you ready?
What?
I have one more blank looking map.
Let's do it. I think I'm 0 for 2, right?
Yes.
And you got 1 or 2 out of 3?
I don't know. I just don't want to give up the ghost. Okay. I have bulgy eyes.
Paul Giamatti?
No, but good. Like, if you had bulgy eyes was a clue on Jeopardy, that would be like, that'd
he's
be a daily
top
double.
Five bulgy guys guy, I'd say. No?
Steve bulgy Buscemi? Eyes?
Steve Buscemi.
No, good bulger, though. I'm a musician.
Marty Feldman?
No.
Famous bulging eye guys in history?
Should I say what instrument?
You said, okay, start, your eyes bulge and you play music?
Yeah.
Sure, say what instrument.
Piano.
Oh, bulging eyes piano player?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's a BEP.
Like, not like just kind of bulgy, like, it's like, okay, your eyes are bulgy, like, are they as bulgy as, like, Steve Buscemi?
See, when I think of Steve Buscemi, I think of his mouth, because his mouth is so expressive and his teeth are so untraditional.
Like, Chihuahua eyes?
Not full Chihuahua, but, like, mix.
So, but clearly, like, that guy's eyes are bulging. It would, if you, not, like, you'd never say that aloud, obviously.
Okay, sleepy-lidded, then.
Sleepy-lidded?
Yeah.
Is that Bruce Hornsby?
No. Anyway, he's a...
He's a just... Remember Bruce Hornsby's a Judge Reinhold-looking mask?
Yeah, remember Bruce Hornsby beating Allen Iverson at one-on-one?
That's insanity. I love that story.
Piano player rules, man.
Yeah. Okay.
Piano player bulgy eyes wink at you from behind the service bay glass at an A1 tire-looking mask.
Man.
Like, creepy wink. Like, catches you staring... Throws a wink at you, throw you off your game.
Yeah, but it's like a super wink because it's like the horse eye.
Like wiping grease off his hands with a rag gives you a wink. And you know, not a nod, but what is it? What is a reverse nod called when you nod your head back?
Yeah.
Like sort of a, yeah, sort of a.
Where's the person from? Like, doesn't have to be. What country?
America.
Bulgy eyes. Piano playing, singing?
Yeah.
Like solo artist?
Yeah.
Piano playing, singing, solo artist, bulgy eyes. Blonde, brown hair?
Receding, but brown.
Brown receding hair, ooh.
Might be from Allentown.
Wow.
Oh, come on.
That's not Billy Joel again.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
This is the trippy thing. I had Billy Joel as my blank looking mask before the whole heart attack, thing.
Yeah, that's why I would, you know what, he came up like right away, but I was like, no, he's not gonna be the same guy because we were just talking about him.
You ought to know by now.
Like, it's not Billy Joel because we just talked about.
So this is the thing. I had Piano Man. I was like, that's too easy.
Yeah.
So I bulgy eyes and piano player. I thought was too much, which is why I had musician, bulgy eyes.
Oh man.
And I might be pulling the wink at you from behind the service bay glass at an A1 tire. From the video for Uptown Girl, because weren't they all in like auto mechanic onesies? Yeah,
and the greasy eye winkies.
Yeah.
He's from Long Island.
A bunch of a bulgy wink.
He was born in the Bronx, raised him on Long Island.
He's a great songwriter, though.
He was born in the Bronx because he does like 38 nights at the MSG.
I know. One of our early dates, I took Carol to see Elton John, and he did, I don't know, a third of the show was new classical numbers he was working on, which wasn't great. But I really regret not seeing Billy Joel and Elton John head-to-head.
Yeah.
That'd be a great show, wouldn't it?
It would be.
Is that too soft for you?
No, I can dig it.
A bottle of white...
Did I tell you I hung out with Liberty DeVito for a day or two?
Who's that? Danny DeVito's drag alter ego? No,
Billy Joel's drummer for like 30 years.
Liberty DeVito?
Yeah.
That's his first name, Liberty?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to hear the story, but we have to take a break.
There's no real story. It's just he was around a lot.
Well, you have 5 seconds to make one up.
Yeah, he was just kind of like fired and you didn't want to know, didn't want to ask.
Jeremy, you know Liberty DeVito, right? This is Liberty. This is Jeremy. Eyes, bald, Chihuahua style.
They let me go. I don't want to talk about it.
Be right back.
Fucking ready. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, guy.
Hi, little guy.
I got a great game for us.
Hit me.
What do we call it?
I don't know.
I guess we could call it the 80s TV themes.
Yep. Catchy.
How about name that theme?
Okay.
80s edition.
I dream of Themey.
Yeah. Themey, feel me.
What about the A theme?
There we go, the A theme.
Okay.
Okay. So you have to guess the jam.
Okay.
And I'll start the jam. And they're all 80s television themes, okay?
Okay, and I have to do it fast.
Well, whenever you do it, it doesn't matter.
Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, you got it.
The banjo. It's a great song. It's hard to do those country runs. Just good old boys.
The day they was born. So he's got the big bridge. Okay.
One for one.
You got that one quick before the jam came in.
The A theme.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Here we are, face to face, a couple of silver spoons.
Wow. No idea.
It's silver spoons.
Crazy. Wow, I haven't heard that in 35 years.
I can tell you
It's funny because it has shades of Believe It or Not, I'm Walking on Air.
It sounds like absolute garbage. It sounds like a joke when you hear it, and they're like, oh my god, that's the actual song.
Together.
Couple of silver spoons.
Oh man. Hit me, this is fun.
Yeah, this is good. Okay. Okay, you're it.
Dallas. Yeah. Darn it. I almost said Dallas in the opening strains.
Up Dallas, are you? Hal?
That is an iconic theme too, isn't it?
It is.
And that's some wah-wah pedal,
like,
isn't it?
It's like we need something that's very anthemic and southern, but we also need some hip disco jam in the back.
The flyover shot of, what was it called? South Fork Ranch?
I don't know. I never watched it. I just remember that jam for sure.
Boom, beer, boom, beer, boom, beer, do, na, na, na. Good
okay,
one.
You ready?
Yeah. Mr. Belvedere?
No.
Benson?
No, but you know it, right? You've heard it.
Yeah. What is it?
Newhart.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's sneaky.
That's one of those shows that was critically acclaimed and people loved it, and it was just lost on me.
I loved it.
There are a few of those, especially like in the realm of comedy, like Calvin and Hobbes. Don't get it. I don't get it.
I thought Bob Newhart was hilarious, man.
Like my brother Daryl and my other brother Daryl?
Not that part, but just Bob Newhart himself is kind of his timing. And then the Bob Newhart show was even better, I think. It had more spice.
Yeah, but Newhart itself, I just remember watching it going, I'm really trying.
Yeah.
Couldn't get it. Yes.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a dime. So fine.
Greasy. What is this?
Huh?
Field gone fast with a girl named Bo.
What is it?
Hey, wait for it.
Four.
Oh, cut. Get to the chorus. Can't you just see him?
No.
John Gibbons looking mask.
Grizzly Adams?
No, sitting in the bathtub with the stogie and the...
What is it, Arthur?
No, Fall Guy.
Oh. Four. I vaguely remember that show.
Yeah, but what's the Bionic Man looking... What's his name? The John Gibbons looking mask.
Well, I don't know. I just associate everyone from TV shows of that time looking like Andy Travis from WKRP. Like ball huggers and a weird part in their hair.
Okay,
and tight checkered shirts with snaps. Wait a sec. That's how people dress now.
This is up your alley.
Yeah. Family Ties.
Yeah, nice.
Remember my story? Remember working with Michael Gross on Call Me Fitz?
Did you say remember?
Yeah.
Like I was there?
No, remember I've told you the story?
I think so. Refresh it
again.
Oh,
come on. It was one of the worst moments of my life.
Was he cool or not?
He was awesome.
Oh, okay.
But the first scene, the first rehearsal, he walks down this long hall out of fog into the light, and there was a silence, and I went, sha-la-la-la, and no one said anything. Kanye and Mike Myers, no one bailed me out.
He didn't do nothing?
No, he just thought I was an idiot, like he looked weary.
Oh, I thought you said he was cool.
He was to everyone else, but I dug my own grave. I sunk myself.
Oh man, that's awful.
Keep going, it's great.
Okay.
This batch got the
Hill Street Blues.
Nice.
So memorable. And then Howie Mandel was on that show, and he crossed over into Babu. Remember?
Yeah.
Babu. And I think he did that trick in the opening titles where he blew a glove up on his face.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that by Post and Carpenter?
I think this piano's out of tune.
It's a wow. Different time, man.
It's so funny. That's such a terrible take. Okay.
This is punching me right in the feelings. I love it. Who's the boss?
Nice.
Van's going across the bridge.
Oh, man.
Time for a share. And time is him and you, my friend. Van is gonna cross the bridge. And Alyssa Milano's 9 or 10. It's a great theme song.
Okay.
For your money, what is the all-time best theme song?
Barney Miller.
No, it's this one. Growing Pains.
Yeah.
I like when they broke it down and did the a cappella one, like circa season 6.
And that's Alan Thicke singing that jam.
Yeah.
And he wrote it.
With the ends before show. Show me that smile again. What is that?
Matlock.
Oh, wasn't that's feeling right. It. I was more of a Murder, She Wrote guy, but I couldn't recognize that theme either.
What do you mean?
Yeah, right.
My dad would always be like, oh, it's Murder, She Typed. Turn this shit off.
Murder, She Typed?
Yeah, because it would always be the typing typewriter at the beginning. Murder, She Typed.
I feel like Growing Pains is my personal all-time favorite theme. But I think Barney Miller's got to be in the conversation.
Yeah.
Barney Miller and Night Court, I often confuse. But I was thinking that the best all-time TV theme is MASH.
Is it?
Suicide is painless. Good.
Yeah.
Knight Rider. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. That was like Max Headroom jams.
So good, though. Knots Landing?
It's a show I never watched.
What is it?
It's like the other network's version of Dallas Dynasty.
Oh, yeah, right. With Crystal Carrington and Blake Carrington.
There you go. You got that.
With Linda... what's her name? Anyway, she was a blonde woman and wore gowns a lot. What is it?
L.A. Law.
Right. Corbin Burnson, Jimmy Smits. Travel down the road and back again. You're a pal and a confidant. That's in the new Trolls movie. What?
It's like poor man's version of Layla.
It's also, that's a great theme song. That would be in the conversation for best one of all time.
Golden Girls?
Yeah.
Different Strokes is good.
Do you have it teed up?
I don't. I think that might be in the 70s.
Oh, of course.
Which I could probably tee up if you really wanted
so,
to.
So, what are you on? TVthemesongs.org?
It's just on Apple Music.
They have, it's really good.
They have jams, all the classic. Like, seriously, now we're really cooking.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller plays.
Well, see, that's the thing. They're bad versions of them. Some of them, I thought. See, here's your jam.
Aww.
It's such a downer, though, that jam.
Suicide is Painless. I took saxophone lessons in grade 8 just to learn that song. Did you like MASH, or that was ahead of your time?
This is like some guys in a basement singing this. They're all out of key, and the drums are all fucked up. Did you hear this?
You got it at like, clam.org?
Like Three's Company's here. Three's Company's like a heavy, like a band. The band on that is serious. So let's see how this one works.
Come and knock on our door. Ah. We've been waiting for you.
It's just the cheap synths instead of the real stuff. That's part of it.
So what do? They bring in Trent and Cindy to do a session? And they sing covers of the theme song?
It's probably one guy just putting them together in a studio with different people. Like, this is brutal.
What show is this?
Different Strokes, but it's awful. Voice like zero soul. Okay, at the point it's got so bad I have to find the original.
It's no Super Why.
Oh man, no, well the original is. It's all like, well, the world don't move is pushing it.
What was, do you remember, who's the little mask? Webster.
What about him?
Do you remember that show?
Yeah.
What was the theme song for that show?
Oh, I don't know. I think it was one of those shows where it just started more than the song.
He's just a tiny mask in the world. He's well, the tiniest little mask.
And it was definitely based on the success of the original Different Strokes theme of like a little short kid that's like, so, it's his. But remember, even like once Gary Coleman started getting older, they brought in the little redheaded kid, the
Andy
Cooksey kid.
No, was Andy from Family Ties? Because Family Ties brought in a cute kid too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's gotta suck. When
well, same like, with the, on the Cosby Show. After Rudy Huxtable got old, they brought in a kid. Right? They brought in, wasn't that Raven Simone?
Here.
Is that Webster?
Different Strokes.
But that's a real one. Right.
That's tight.
Different Strokes. That's like,
you can hear there's a huge band all playing, just crushing it.
All I'm asking is for you to find the Webster theme.
Really?
Yeah, that's all I'm asking.
Well, I wanted to hear like legit version of Different Strokes. I was getting sick of those.
He's just tiny mouth in the great big world. He's just a little mouth in the great big world.
Try and sell it to the producer. Like, that's just the version you have when you're doing the song.
So, you know, I have a few theme ideas for Webster. It's a show. He's a little person, right?
Yeah.
So I was thinking, like, the world is really big.
Yeah.
Right? But he's really small in the world.
Yeah.
So just like kind of a needle in haystack in the great big world. Because okay. He's a tiny little needle, but the great big world. Like, I don't have the...
That sounds great.
Yeah, like, he's just a drop of water in an ocean. That's the world. Like, that kind of thing.
Sure. Is that what you're going to go with? Those lyrics? Or?
Well, like, he's a sea monkey-sized kid in a great big world where human-sized people live. Like, something like that?
Sure, sure. Let me know whatever you come up with.
Like, what's that in your pocket? It's just Webster, yeah. Like, that kind of thing.
Well, I don't know about that. That sounds a little too weird.
Like, what'd you step on? It's just that Webster kid.
Yeah, see, that's just negative and... just not
I know,
nice.
But I guess I really want to underline the fact that he's not very big. So you, yeah. I mean, not intentionally, but you could actually step on him and not realize it.
Yeah, we want to go for more cute than hurting him because he's small.
Right. So like, what about, like, he's face to face with your average cat?
See, yeah, that's just almost more insulting than cute.
How do you figure?
Because you're saying he's as tall as your cat is, and that's quite... It's not
or
that
or what about you carry him around in a normal golf bag?
Yeah, that's actually offensive.
Is it? Because it's accurate.
Just because you can do it doesn't mean that should be the theme song played to millions of people.
Can you come down off your soapbox for a second? Because I was just trying to figure out a theme for your TV show.
Could you
show.
Please hurry up? Because the clock is ticking here.
Yeah, sure I can.
What do you got?
Okay, well... Okay, I won't sing that one. Oh, what about... You can stand him beside your daughter's little small dolls and you won't even see...
See, that's... Can't you say something about just, he's a great kid or happy? Something like that?
He's a happy kid who is very, very small.
That's not bad.
When the other kids in class, they are very, very tall. He's a tiny little math. He's only 3 apples tall. Smurfs look down at him.
What was that?
Hmm?
Tiny math. That's it! And then do it like that's just the line. He's a tiny little mask. He's
oh,
a
you
tiny
like
little
it.
Mask.
Your guy likes it. He's a tiny little mask. You'll forget where you left him.
No, I just want you to repeat it.
Who's in the back seat? You can't even see him there because he's ducked down low. He's a tiny little mask.
I found the Webster's theme here.
Hit it.
Alex Karras, Emmanuel Lewis, Webster, co-starring
right,
Henry
then
Pollack.
Came you.
Produced by Stephen Sunshine, supervising producer Bruce Johnson.
Do you know, didn't it star a former NFL player?
Alex Karras you're talking about.
Yeah. I thought he had a name.
Played for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
In the show, he had a name like Mr. Papadopoulos or something. Yeah. He's a tiny little math with an NFL star. That's the pitch.
That's it. They're
good job, bud.
That's it, bud. Bye, bud.
Talk to you next week, bud.